We are here at the NAAA convention, the National Agricultural Aviation Association meeting. Just had the kickoff breakfast where scholarships were awarded for BASF. And one of the scholarship winners is with me here. Brad, could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Brad Taylor from Corinth, Mississippi, currently working in Arkansas.
Tell me about this award here and what it means to you.
It means everything to me. You know, a lot of guys work hard trying to get in this business, and there's not really any structured way to do it. And anything, you know, any little bit of help we can get, it really goes a long way, and appreciate it.
So what is it? What does this involve? BASF is the sponsor, and what did you get here?
I got a check for $2,500 to go toward flight training, and it's really going to come in handy.
Now, why are you so interested in agricultural aviation?
Ag flying to me is a truest form of flying. It's just more interesting to me than getting up, say, in an airline or something, going from point A to point B, and you actually feel good about what you do and have a feeling of a job well done at the end of the day.
So what are some of the main crops that you're working with down there?
Mississippi and Arkansas, you're really looking at a lot of rice and soybeans. We do a little bit of corn and a little bit of cotton, but rice is a big thing that we're dealing with in Arkansas.
And a lot of training is involved in this. This isn't just getting in an airplane and flying over a field, right?
Absolutely. You know, every time I talk to my friends, I tell them I'm going somewhere to do some more training, and they well, aren't you? Don't you already have your license? I'm like, well, yeah, I do, but you know, I've got to do this and this to get on up there.
And have you been to this convention before?
No, this is the first time. It's the first time to a national convention.
So, what do you think about it?
So far, so good. Everything very interesting.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations. And I'm sure that you're a great help to the agriculture industry in the Mississippi Delta region. So congratulations, Brad.